Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. The winter holiday season is approaching, which means parties, festive lights, maybe the first snowfall, maybe some eggnog, all of which can be nice. But for many high school seniors, it's a grim season as they deal with the pressure of applying to college and the rush to finish that college essay. Here's what that means to Haley Dumphy from the popular TV show Modern Family.
I can't do this. Because I've never had any obstacles to overcome.
You're lactose intolerant.
Oh, dear college. Cheese makes me gassy. See you in September.
Yeah, probably. That probably wouldn't fly. The point is, there's a lot at stake. One essay, get it right, and you're on your way to the college of your choice and a great life. Right? Well, maybe not. Mitchell Stevens says, remarkably, all the scribbling has almost nothing to do with whether a student gets into college. Stevens is an associate professor of education at Stanford University and author of Creative Class, College Admissions and the Education of Elites. He spent 18 months in the admissions office of a top-tier liberal arts college, and he wrote a piece recently for the New Republic called Stop Obsessing Over Your College Essay, Admissions Officers Don't. And Mitchell Stevens joins us now from Stanford. Welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you, Mitchell Stevens.
Thank you, Anthony.
I'd love to invite our listeners to join as well. Students, parents, we want to hear from you. Are you working on your college essay? What questions do you still have about the application process? If you've been through this before, what's your advice to students still laboring over that essay? You can call us at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. So, Mitchell, all this scribbling has almost nothing to do with whether a student gets in. It's hard for folks to hear that. I mean, sobering news for people out there. And you write, what matters much, much more are numbers, right? What numbers?
That's correct.
Yeah, tell me which numbers.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is that the great majority of things that determine admission decision outcomes are quantitative measures of academic and extracurricular accomplishment that have largely been taken care of by fall of your senior year in high school. So I'm talking about class rank, grade point average, standardized test scores, number of AP courses completed, and any kind of win or accomplishment record in academic, athletic, or other extracurricular activities.
So give us a sense of how the college essay was viewed in the liberal arts college that you took a close look at. And if I'm understanding correctly, you don't want to reveal which college that is, but give us a sense of how the college essay was viewed.
Yeah. Two things to say to that, Anthony. First is that the essay as a component of admissions officer's evaluation was pretty modest. It was one of the pieces of information that might be consulted after prior decisions had already sorted most applicants into categories of admit or deny. And so when there were kind of messy middle cases in which applicants were kind of borderline on their eligibility for admission, then officers would look at more finer-grained distinctions among applicants. And in those instances, very occasionally, I saw admissions officers pay some kind of attention to the essay. Mm. But the second part is that the essay itself is a very important symbolic feature of academic evaluation in the United States. It is a way in which both colleges tell themselves and tell families that that applicants are more than just numbers, that they're whole persons, and that they're considered as whole persons. And you know, that's a very important academic value in this culture. So, you know, whether or not the essay itself is an explicit criterion for evaluation, I think it matters that we send signals that academics is about more than just the objective figures.
So you're saying that it's an important feature and it says something important about what the colleges want to convey, their mission perhaps, but that but you say pretty clearly that they that they're only paying sort of cursory attention to these essays. We have a much different idea about that. I mean, we've been given a much different idea about that.
Well, we've been given a much different idea about that, I would suggest, because, as I said, you know, by autumn of senior year, there's very little that an applicant can do to change her overall profile for admission at a particular school. So, you know, in a sense, requiring the essay gives everybody something to worry about. And sort of focuses a lot of anxieties on something that actually can be controlled. It's sort of like figuring out, you know, worrying about what color tie or what outfit to wear to a job application. Is it completely irrelevant to the evaluation? Well, probably not completely irrelevant. You know, are other factors substantially more important than the outfit I wear to an interview? Probably.
Mm. So what's your best advice based on what you saw? I mean, as you lay out this case, by fall of the senior year, basically the deed is done. The GPA is set. The test scores are there. Class rankings are there. You know, counts of AP courses are already established. So what should a student do if not obsess over that college essay?
Well, I think it's the not obsessing part, right?
Yeah.
I mean, symbols and formality matter. I do think about what I'm going to wear to a job interview or to a holiday dinner at an in-law's house, right? It's not that those features of courtesy and formality are completely unimportant, but they're really just, you know, part of an overall package. And so to see the essay as a creative opportunity for an applicant, probably worthwhile in its own right as a way of helping the applicant make sense of herself as a whole person, is a worthy thing to do. Thinking of it as a make or break component of an application is a far overstated way of thinking about this.
Listeners, we're talking to Mitchell Stevens. He wrote an article in the New Republic last month that was entitled "Stop Obsessing Over Your College Essay, Admissions Officers Don't." You can join this conversation at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. And let me introduce Christopher Wright. He's a director of undergraduate admission at Emerson College right here in Boston. And Christopher, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Anthony.
So I'd really like you to respond to what you heard Mitchell Stevens says. And let me just ask you about the way Emerson responds to the college essay.
Sure. I feel that every college is different out there. And for Emerson College, we are looking critically at the essay. It's part of the component of academics and standardized testing that we look critically for so that we're matching the right students to the college itself. For us, you know, it's an extremely holistic approach to the process. And because we're so focused in communication, visual and media arts and performing arts, it's something that we hold great value to.
Yeah. So does it, is it as important, say, as a GPA or test results, class ranks? I mean, how do you sort of rate it in the kind of rating of importance?
Sure. I mean, of course, we're looking at coursework over the course of 3.5-4 years with regard to GPA and testing, of course, but it is extremely important for us to really hear someone's voice. And because there's such connection to those industries that carry mediums across the country, mm-hmm. I feel that one story is definitely cherished. And we're looking for tone. We're looking for those individuals that sort of shine and lift themselves off the page, especially if they fall into sort of that gray area where they're competing for one of two seats and who's going to really be as passionate and connect to who we are and what we provide in terms of an education. That's what we're really looking for.
Mitchell Stevens, I'd love you to relate some of what you observed about the way the college essay folks responded to the college essays that they were reading.
And again, I would first agree with Christopher that, you know, all schools are going to have some variation across them, and the essay is almost certainly going to matter in different ways in different contexts. It's also the case that college admissions officers are under a great deal of pressure to bring in classes within budget and that sort of meet all of the statistical requirements and targets of their senior administrators. So, you know, that's why I say that the numbers on particular applications are at the end of the day the most important thing, because in the aggregate, you know, everybody has to make targets and reports. in the messy middle, in the gray areas, where, you know, as Christopher said, you know, there may be one slot with a handful of applicants that are more or less equal. You know, then a discussion goes into, you know, a category that I call fine distinctions. And in that instance, you know, the color of the necktie, the not that I don't mean that officially, but the poise in an interview, the impression that an admission officer had during a campus visit, the memorability or written quality of an essay, you know, might be one of the factors that one would include in a conversation. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to say if any of one of those small things is, which of those is definitive.
Christopher, I'd love to ask you, at Emerson College, if you've ever had the experience where an applicant, in terms of the grades, the GPA, and everything, were merely sort of average, maybe even about to sort of fall into that reject pile. But the college essay was so good that you folks said, oh, yeah, we need this guy. We want this person.
We actually have conversations like that almost on a daily basis in our office. Quite frankly, we are looking for those students that have that true story to share. And for us, where we're looking to make sure that our classroom environment is very diverse. So sometimes somebody might not have the correct GPA or SAT profile, but their ability to articulate their thoughts as clear and concise as possible, the story that they choose to share with us is so compelling that it moves us as humans to advocate for them when it comes time for a committee. And sometimes we are able to admit those students that are outside of our profile. But quite frankly, we are looking for students that sort of meet our GPA SAT requirements. But there are some instances where we definitely look outside the box for sure.
All right. Well, let's take some calls. We've got a lot of folks that would like to get into this conversation. So Tina is calling from Sherbourne. Hi, Tina. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. Really enjoy this program, always. And I just have one comment and then maybe one request. As a parent of two daughters who, you know, went through the college application process, both successfully, I will say.
Congratulations to them.
Yes, for them.
And to you. And to you. Go ahead, Tina.
Thank you. But I will say, as a parent who sat through a lot of information sessions at a lot of schools that we visited, the message uniformly from the schools at those information sessions was always that the essay was critical. If there was one thing that was the most important part of the application, essay. And I think that the message is really not a truthful message. I think it's a message that is given to make everybody feel better, that we're looking at you as the whole person. We're not just looking at the numbers. I didn't really believe it at the time. I still don't believe it, but it is definitely uniformly the message that is given. So that's just an observation. And then my other actual sort of request, if you will, is that when these questions are made a part of the application, I think there ought to be some sense of realism about them. They will ask students to write about a challenge or an obstacle that they faced, how it affected them or changed their life, what they did to overcome the obstacle, and then they're limited to 700 characters, including spaces.
Or sometimes 500 words, I think. My daughter just went through this. I think the current thinking, the current count is around 500 words, if I'm right about that. But anyway, I take your point, Tina. So let me ask you about that, Mitchell, about your view of that. Is this sort of an unreasonable request? You know, talk about a life-changing event in 500 words.
Yes, but, you know, Americans love stories of heroism and perseverance almost as much as young people are enamored of telling stories about themselves. So, you know, I can't really fault admissions officers for inheriting a heroic individualist American culture. I think we can sit back and you know, take the wisdom of your caller that, you know, perhaps admissions officers are in a position to emphasize to anxious parents and applicants, you know, the few things that remain within their control. So, you know, I hear the point from your Sherbourne caller.
Let's go to Buck. Let's go to Buck, who's calling from Gloucester. Hi, Buck. You're on the air.
Hi. So I'm a high school teacher. I teach at Swampscott High School. And recently I was advising a student who asked me to review her college essay. And when I read the essay, I was just absolutely blown away. It was an exquisite piece of writing. But what she wrote about was childhood abuse and how she had overcome that childhood abuse and her process through the court system, et cetera, et cetera. And after I read it, I thought to myself, I'm not sure that this is what you want to show to colleges, because I think that you may be demonstrating to them that you're actually damaged goods. And all things being equal, perhaps they don't want to take on that liability. I'd like to hear your opinion on that.
That's a great question, Buck. Let me come to you, Christopher Wright, Director of Admission at Emerson College. It's a really interesting question because it seems like one of the things the essay can do is it gives an opportunity for an applicant to say, I went through something really difficult, I've risen to the challenge, I've transcended it. But respond to what Buck was asking.
Yeah, I actually love seeing those stories. I mean, of course, we are all humans, and some of those stories are near and dear to my heart and move me. But the challenge that we really have to balance is, you know, is this person going to be able to contribute to our academic environment if we were to pull the trigger? And 9 times out of 10, something like that, you know, talking about persevering through challenging situations in a clear and concise manner does shed a lot of light on someone's candidacy. And of course, again, we keep on looking for those types of stories. Now, if it was the type of story where it was extremely damaging, of course, we're going to take that into consideration. But also, it's a holistic approach. It's not just the essay that's going to matter in that. What do their teachers say about them? What do their counselors say about them? What have they achieved over the course of 3.5-4 years with regard to academics? We're going to try to hang our hats on something about them, but 9 times out of 10, we're going to try to give that student the benefit of the doubt.
Mm. Christopher, I'd love to hear what you heard in Buck's question and call and the suggestion to his student that maybe that wasn't the essay to write.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a which hat can I wear? The cynic will say, "Gosh, it's an essay that an admissions officer is going to remember in committee. It will certainly give people something to talk about." From a pure marketing standpoint, a controversial or provocative essay, probably does something to make a file stand out.
Hmm.
On the other hand, a less cynical take would be, does a personal essay give a young person an opportunity to sort of think through an important part of her or his emerging identity that may be worthwhile in itself? I can speak from personal experience, in the 1980s, writing my own essay about my, emerging realization of sexual identity. That was something that I hadn't been able to tell my parents, but somehow I was able to articulate it for admissions officers at elite private colleges.
Interesting. Sorry. Thanks for picking up, Christopher. I called you Christopher, but of course that was Mitchell. So let me come back to you, Christopher. I'd love to just sort of ask a general question as kids sort of ponder their essays out there. What makes a good essay? What are you looking for?
For me, I'm definitely looking for that inner voice, how they can connect to the question that they're trying to address. For instance, we have 2 short answer questions on our application, and one of the questions is really trying to dive into why they're considering their major. For Emerson College, we're very major focused, so we are looking for those students that can talk about the reasons why they want to come. And then we're going to toss them a creative question where we're going to ask them, if they were to write an autobiography about themselves, what would they title it and why? It sort of gives the student an opportunity to sort of let their hair down and just sort of relax and have fun with the question.
And Mitchell, final word for you. We literally have 15 seconds left, but what would you warn students to avoid as they consider topics for their essay?
life-changing experiences before the age of 17 that may sound foolish by the age of 21.
Okay. That's Mitchell Stevens. He's an associate professor of education at Stanford University. His article in the New Republic last month was called Stop Obsessing Over Your College Essay, Admissions Officers Don't. He's also author of Creating a Class, College Admissions and the Education of Elites. Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us. We're very
thank
grateful.
Thank you.
And Christopher Wright, he's Director of Undergraduate Admissions at Emerson College in Boston. Christopher, thank you for coming in.
Thanks very much.
Listeners, stay with us. A lot more to come. We'll hear about Charlie Davies, his remarkable comeback, and the hopes of the New England Revolution this weekend. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.